plate a potential nugget.
And along the way, you talk about the notion of leaning into your constraints, right? In the initial part of the S-curve, whether it's a new role in a company or a different job or an entrepreneurial plunge, there's often significant resistance that we face. And you speak about leaning into the constraints here, and you talk about multiple dimensions, right? Money, knowledge, and time. I found this quite interesting. Talk to us about the notion of leaning in to the constraints.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So let's go back to our S, right? We're starting to move up that S. So you've been at the bottom, you're playing, you're feeling strong, you're playing where no one else is playing, and you're about to hit that knee of that curve where you're going to be move into hyper growth. And so there's this tendency for us to say, well, if only I had more time, or if I had more money, or I had more expertise, or if people understood my idea, then I could move into the sweet spot of that S curve. But that's actually not correct. It's not accurate. We know that it is a law of physics that we need something to bump up against in order to have enough energy to move forward, in order to gain the momentum that we want, in order to climb the curve. Let me give you just a few examples that will illustrate this idea of the importance of leaning into our constraints. Mm-hmm. So the first example is, there was a film produced by Steven Spielberg some years ago, and we all know who Steven Spielberg is. And he, the most famous scenes in that film, they came about because of constraints. So he's completely over budget. He's completely behind schedule. Everything that he wanted to use, it didn't work. The mechanical shark that he wanted to use, it didn't work. And so he finally had to shoot the scenes from the shark's point of view, and let the music and our imagination do the rest. Well, we all now know that this film that we're talking about is Jaws. And without those constraints, Jaws may very well have been a sort of B movie. It's sort of, it's good enough. But with those constraints, it's become a classic. So that's one example. The second example is more of a business example. There was a postmortem a few years ago done of about 200 failed startups. And so they divide the startups into funded startups. So the startups that had gone raised outside capital, they had investors, and then the unfunded startups, which had not been able to raise outside capital, they had to bootstrap and basically build their business with the cash that they had on hand in their operating cash flow. Well, when they did the postmortem, they discovered that the number one reason that the funded startups, the ones that had money, went out of business was that they ran out of cash. And it was only the number 10 reason for the unfunded startups. So the question then becomes, was Spielberg, were these startups successful or not successful because of or in spite of constraints? And so what I argue is that in order for us to climb a curve, we need constraints. Now, we don't need so many constraints that they crush us. Like, there's an optimal amount of constraints. But oftentimes we find that the very thing that you think you don't have enough of, whether it's money or time or expertise or buy-in, if you will reframe this as a tool of creation, then you will start to get the momentum that you need and you want to move into hypergrowth along that curve.
If this is of interest to you, you might like the playlist Reinventing Self, where various leaders speak about how they climbed a different S-curve, whether it was an adjacency or something completely different. Thank you for listening.